Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're streamed online at newsdakota.com and translated over on 107.1 FM. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Major Judy Lauder with the Jamestown Salvation Army. And Major Lauder, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for taking time. Very, very excited to meet you, learn more about you and what you're doing with the Salvation Army, what the Salvation Army is doing for Jamestown and the outreach of their the community. So first, let's hear a little bit more about you, Major Lauder, new to the Jamestown community, but not new to the Salvation Army, it sounds like.
Nope. I was born into the Salvation Army. My parents were also Salvation Army ministers. But I've been a minister with the Salvation Army for 15 years. And in the Salvation Army, they move their ministers wherever,
right,
and you don't know how long you'll be in a location. So I was moved here from Alma, Michigan. I was there for 5 years. So now I'm here in Jamestown, been here since the last week of June.
Wow.
Learning all of the ins and outs and places to go of Jamestown and realizing that the buffalo is very important in Jamestown and knowing my place in all of the services that are provided at the Salvation Army.
For sure, for sure. And we're excited you're here. We're excited what you bring and the experience you bring to Jamestown. We want to take this time also to kind of inform our listeners just what the Salvation Army does and how much they rely on the community as well as the community they serve and those they serve. So let's kind of like get that broad range. You guys do a lot of things at the Salvation Army. Some may know you for the thrift store. Some may know you for helping a certain demographic, but you guys do a whole lot of other things in your communities, right?
Yeah, very much so. We're very holistic in our approach. Here in Jamestown, we do service Stetson County residents. So you can come in for food assistance if you're looking for a clothing voucher. But also we help with, you know, prescription assistance. We've started a baby pantry, pet pantry, because we do have individuals that they'll take care of their animals before they take care of themselves.
Right, right.
And we want to be able to help them not have to do that, to make those tough choices. And so we're very much wanting to be able to help the mind, body, and soul at the Salvation Army.
Perfect. Very good. Major Judy Lauder again with the Jamestown Salvation Army joining us right now, and let's talk about it. And Major Lauder, there's a couple of ways you guys also raise funds so you can continue to do what you do. Obviously, I think there's some funding at county levels and whatever. But you guys also rely on fundraising operating as a nonprofit, I believe, right?
Very much so. Yeah. Christmas is coming, or winter is coming, if you know what that means. But we do have our kettles that we'll be getting out mid, late November. Mm-hmm. And so that is a big fundraiser for us. And we take volunteers for that. And it's really a fun opportunity to ring and maybe challenge your friends or neighbors to see who's the best ringer. Maybe even have a competition in your family. But that really is a big push for us. And we do get many donors that send it to us through the mail, which we are so appreciative of as well.
Perfect. Very good. So we want people to keep that in mind. I know it's September. I know that we want winter as far away from us as possible. But obviously, it's very important for the Salvation Army. I think it's one of your biggest fundraisers, I believe.
Yes, it is. Campaign. It's our big push. Yeah. And it just doesn't help during at Christmas time. That is for the whole year.
Right.
Because truly need has no season.
Yeah.
And we need to help people. I mean, just this month, we've already, and it's not even over yet, over 35 households that have needed food for September.
Wow.
And that's about 1,200 pounds of food that we've been able to give away, which we are thankful for. But there is a great need here, and we want to help those who are looking for even just food,
for sure,
that basic need to be there for them.
Absolutely. So obviously, the Salvation Army sees the need that's there. And of course, the best way for us to help out, volunteer with the Salvation Army, make donations to the Salvation Army. You guys, again, that the support, it's there year round. And those donations help everybody in Stetson County, as Major Lauder says. Major Lauder, anything else with the Salvation Army as far as anything you're needing at the Salvation Army that maybe our individuals or listeners can help with, or other ways that maybe people can help with the Salvation Army?
We're looking right now. If you do have, you know, pet food that you'd like to give, or if you're looking, hey, you know, while you're at your grocery store and you're thinking, yeah, what could I get? Well, one also need is for our paper pantry.
Oh, yes.
Because for many of us, toilet paper is kind of a thing that we just, well, of course, everybody has that. But for many, that's a luxury.
Right.
And so if, you know, pick up a couple rolls, but know that what when you bring in your donations, you can say what you want it to go for. If you're bringing in, you know, a check and say, hey, I'd really like it to go for the food pantry or to help with this, that's where it goes to. You designate where your donation goes to.
Awesome. So, yeah, you can help out many different ways and then the ways you would like to through the Jamestown Salvation Army. Let's get some contact information, Major Lauder. If anybody has questions, they want to meet you, they want to get set up with the Kettle Campaign or just anything else, what are some ways they get to the Salvation Army?
You can call our office, and that number is 701-252-0290. You can reach me at my cell phone, and that number is 701-269-3930.
3930. Perfect. Anything else, Major Lauder, we want to hit on before we take off?
I just want to say thank you for those who have welcomed me into the community. This is an amazing community that has already really just opened their arms. And I can't wait to see what we do together in Stutzman County.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to talking to you more about other things happening with the Salvation Army. Major Lauder, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.